Good morning. We find ourselves standing mamish by Har Sinai. The pasuk says, "Vayichen sham Yisrael neged Ahor." Everyone knows the famous Imre Noyim. "Vayichen sham Yisrael neged Ahor" is gematria 1,222. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that 1,222 "Vayichen sham Yisrael neged Ahor" is gematria 2 times 611, 2 times Torah, because the Torah shebiksav and Torah shebalpeh. What is the inyan of the remez in Torah shebiksav, Torah shebalpeh, "Vayichen sham Yisrael"? So one could say very posh. I'm saying a very basic shir. I apologize in advance. For children, basic. What's the mechus of Shavuos? What are we doing? Back to them a few questions. Simple, obvious, glaring, $64,000 questions. Number one, everybody asks, three descriptions. The Torah describes Shavuos in the Torah. Kol Chag HaKotzir, Yom HaBikurim, Shavuos. And the Chura, everyone asks the obvious, glaring question. Nowhere does it speak about Matan Torah. And that's left to Torah Shabbal Peh. Question number one, the obvious question, which the whole world was created because of Matan Torah. It's just totally not in the pasuk. Questionable. Question number two, everyone knows the Shailos and Tshuvos HaRivosh and Simin Sadivov was asked by the Shoyl, how is it possible Bezman Shebez Amigdash HaYakayim, or even afterwards, till the days of Abaye Verov, we were Mekadish Alpi Ariyya, Kumtois, as the Gemara says clearly, in Megillah, in various places, that if both Nisan and Iyar would be Mole, then Shavuos would be on the 5th of Sivan. If both would be Chaser, on the 7th. Echad Mole v'Echad Chaser, it would be on the 6th. Kumtois, we know that Shavuos has to be on the 50th day. Chamishim Yoyim. Right? So L'chura, how could you possibly be Mekadish Alpi Ariyya when Shavuos falls out on the wrong day? The Chura Shavuos would therefore have nothing to do with Matan Torah. And there are those that the Shoyl wanted to say that perhaps Bizman Shabakash Rabiya Bezin was medactic, that it always Echad Mali v'Echad Choser, so it always worked out on the right day, which is Poshet Nister from Open Gemara, where it says it could be the 5th, the 6th, or the 7th of Sivan. So the Rivosh wants the Taina. We'll discuss it. The Lechura Kumtois, if Shavuos falls out on the 6th of Sivan, which is the day of Matan Torah, Sigit. But that's B'mikra. But Eina Chanam, Shavuos has nothing to do with Matan Torah. Hello? So said the Shalom Shavuos HaRivosh, which everybody, who's anybody, the whole world, like a stack of whatever, goes tiding on the Rivosh. What are you talking about, right? The Braisa says in Megillah Daflam and Aleph Amud Aleph, B'yoyim HaRishon D'Shavuos, what do we read? B'choydesh HaShlishi, L'seitz Me'yisol, Zayim Bo Mid Bertinai, the story of Matan Torah, that's Eres HaDibris. The Braisa was written when? Bizman Shemekachin Alpi Ariyya. Kumtuis, according to Rivash. Why do we read about Kabbalah Satayra, there's a difference on Shavuos, if Shavuos is just B'mikra, it happened to be amongst, not only is it Chag HaKotzir, Chag HaBikurim, the 50th, the 7th, end of the 7th week, it happened to be, it's also Matan Torah, like Derech Agav, right? It has nothing to do with Aseret HaDibris Be'etzim. Moreover, the Gemara says, M'sochim Daf Samaches, Omer Abelozer, HaKol Moedim Debat Seres, Be'ina Nami Lachem. Why Mataima Yoyim Shritu Batayra? When was this? Who was Rabbi Lozer? Rabbi Lozer ben Pedos, Tam Rabbi Lozer, right? And he, the Talmud of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, and he lived as Man Shabakach and Alpi Re'i, as the Gemara says. Why should have Simcha on Shavuos if Shavuos got nothing to do with Matan Torah, only B'derech Mikr? And to add insult to injury, everybody knows the famous Kasha in Magen Avraham, in Tav Tzadik Dalid. I have a whole Sefer, which is to answer 100 tirutzim on the famous Kash of the Magadon. We could speak for ages about it, right? L'chura in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin, the Machlokes, right? When was Torah given? Was it on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan? The Pashto. Everyone agrees that Yidin went out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday. Yom HaChamish. Right? Kumtois, when does the 7 weeks end? Abel Chuli Alma, what day of the week was Torah given? On Shabbos. Hello? Kumtois Torah was given on which day? Not the 50th, but the 51st day. Right? Yeah? So the Gemara is Taylor, what is the machlokes? The tumach days. Chacham holds it was given on the 6th of Sivan, and Rabbi Yossi holds it was given on the 7th of Sivan. Vos likta machlokes, how many days of Prisha, how many einus were needed? Chacham holds two days, and Rabbi Yossi holds 3 days. Fine. From the Shaila Piletus, I'm not getting involved in it now, right? La loch in your day in Kufzadik Vov, we paskin you need 3 days. Kumtois la loch a kaimelon, that Torah was given, if you need 3 days of preparation, Torah was given on Zion. Hello? So what in the world on Shvu is by night? Zman matam Torah seinu, it got nothing to do with Torah, la loch. Hello? This is the classic Shaila of the Magen Avraham regarding Shvu's. Yes? So everything is upside down. The times here are the typical Jewish mindset. The times are upside down, inside out. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's the second kasha one has to keep in mind. Third kasha, the Magen Avraham, two kashas there. Third kasha is, why do we say, all the Meforshim ask, by Shvu'im says, Zman Matan Terusin. Everybody asks, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we say Yom HaZikoron HaZeh. On the Day of Atonement, we say Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim HaZeh. Yeah? Why by Shavuos we have the expression Ziman Matan Torah Zeh? Why do we say Yom Matan Torah Zeh? Mele, when it comes to other Yom Pesach and Sukkot, which are 7 days, so it's not just one day. You can't say Yom. Ziman Simchoseinu. Ziman Torah Zeh. Right? Or Bishvu is the one day yontif, which said Yoim Matan Terusin. Moreover, the Mefarshim ask, why do we say Yoim Matan Terusinu? We should have said just simply Yoim Matan Terusinu. What's this Terusinu? Okay. Let me ask you another question. Everyone knows the Gemara in Brochas Tafan Tes, Rabbi Omer in Chosen Bishnayim. When you have the matbeya shetavu chacham in a brocha, you can only mention one concept, one theme in a sim habrocha. Fact gemara eisvei, we say in da yontif mekadesh yisrael vazmanim. So you have mekadesh yisrael and the zmanim. Answers the gemara yisrael inun dekachinu lezmanai. It's yidin. We're thanking the Abish who gave a kedusha to yidin, who yidin have the ability to sanctify yom tov. What about Rosh Chodesh? Same answer. Yidin have the power to Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. Aser Beryl Pavarsky, in the Sefer Bak Kodesh and Moedim, Pashat HaShailuch. HaNichad, this makes a lot of sense when it comes to all other Yom Tov. Yeah, the whole Chiddush, I'm not getting involved in the whole, it's a whole Shmi somewhere else. When Bezin is Mekadesh the Chodesh, they're Mekadesh not only the Rosh Chodesh, that Aleph, the Chodesh plainly will be the Mekadesh by Bizman, all the Yomim Tovim, it's part of the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Yom Tovim that will fall out in that month. So you can understand that Yisrael are Mekadesh, the Chodesh, and through that the Mekadesh, the Zman, the Yom Tov. However, since Chag HaShavuos is not dependent on a date, it's not the 6th of Sivan, the 7th of Sivan, whatever. It's the 50th day after Hakrovas Korban HaOmer. If it has nothing to do with the date, right? I have no time to elaborate. The Chur and Afgamina, if someone crosses the date line, there's a major problem that you may have a different Chag HaShavuos than everyone else in the location you find yourself. But it's a whole, there are forums are written on this question itself, right? Asher Alkein, since it has nothing to the date, so Rabbi Beryl Pavarsky asked, so how could you say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim when it comes to Chag HaShavuos, when the chur, the kviyas of shvuas, has nothing to do with the kviyas of Rosh Chodesh. That is such. Right? It's such a doichik to say it depends on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's like, but they got nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. Once you bring the oimer, it's automatic. It's not like a. So he says, as a meridik of vort, which is interesting. There's a Rabbeinu Yoina in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis, who explains what is the reason that, I'm not going through the whole Rabbeinu Yoina, but Nagel and Yonenu, why is it you can only make an Ibrior, you can add a Chidish, only in the month of Adar? And he goes through the months, why it's impossible. And he says, you can't be, B'tzich Dvorov, says Rabbeinu Yoina, you can't add a month of Iyor, because if you would add a month of Iyor, you know what you'd have? Shavuos would be an ear sheni. But Shavuos has to be in Chodesh Shlishi. And you can't add actually mehaitaima a month in the entire winter cycle. Because in Mefurish in Torah, that Tishrei is, when is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Davka Bechodesh Hashvi, right? In the summer cycle, yeah? If you would add a month in Sivan, two Sivans, two Tamuzin, right? Yeah, then Tishrei won't be the seventh month. Kunt ois, I'm just adding, right? Kunt ois, right? That you can't, why? The Lechurish tells us the Shaila, if Chagash Shavuos is totally only in the 50th day of Sefiras Omer, what do I care if Chagash Shavuos will be somewhere in the end of Iyar Sheni? Is Chalaya that Shavuos, Einach HaNamish Shavuos is not totally in a date in the month of Sivan, but it's totally in the month of Sivan. Mefurish. Because the whole concept of Teira, Bachodesh HaShlishi, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Brich Rachmana, you have Orient Lisoi, etc., etc., Biyarchut Lisoi. It all depends on the third month. So it has to be in the month of Sivan. I don't care which date, 5, 6, or 7. Right? But it has to be in the month of Sivan. Once it's totally Shavuos in the month of Sivan, so I understand why, and that's called in the Kiddush HaChodesh of Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So you can say, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim, even vis-a-vis Chag HaShavuos. Yeah? Aber HaGuf HaTaima Boi, the Torah doesn't connect Shavuos to a date, but it does connect, says Rebbeinu Pavarsky, it does connect it to the third month. Why? Why do you need, what's the inyan of Orient Lisa, of the Yachat Lisa, vis-a-vis Shavuos has to be the third month, although the date is hanging in the air. Okay. Let me ask you, and let me just ask you, to bring up another point before we begin this year. On the Mogen Avram's question, everyone got the Mogen Avram's question, like the Besyotsus Kasha on Chanukah, right? Be'emes, this was asked hundreds of years before the Mogen Avram. There's a sefer called Hadar Zekenim Lebalei Tosfos Al HaTorah, right? Which is a sefer Nodir. It was only printed in Livorno in Tofresh something or other, right? In the year Tofresh, actually, right? It wasn't enough for people to know about it. And he asked this question. The Chayin Makshina Olam, the Kaimalam Kirib Yosi, right? Who said that the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan? Yeah? Is Oibazoi, why do we make Shavuos on the 6th of Sivan? So he says, Oimer Hari, the Kivan, the Lekel, Yim Echad, Azman Shenitno, right? It's only one day. Therefore, we could call it Zman Matan Torah. But he says mamish in Pesachim Dasan Beches mamish the same in Pesach Tavor. He says the 3 days of the 5th, the 6th, and 7th of Sivan are called Zman Matan Terusei. It means Rashi in Parashat Mishpatim. On the 5th of Sivan, Yidden said Nasiv Nishra. We accepted Torah. On the 6th of Sivan was supposed to be Matan Terusei. Right? Right? So Bepoyel, the Anuich Hashem Likecha, took place on the 7th. But it's considered to be the period, Lefizes Meduyik, why we don't say Yoy Matan Tereseinu, because the actual acceptance of the Torah, Kabbalah's Torah, was an evolutionary, incremental, 3-day program. The 5th, the 6th, and the 7th of Sivan. Aber Hagufi, alas, Loma Os Hashem Kocha, that was schlepped over 3 days, and not given the Vasachs. Okay. To understand all of the above, very, very basic and simply, I'm sure everyone knows what I'm talking about already, you can figure out yourself already. Pasuk says, in Parashas Yisra, the Eibusha speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu from the mountain. Moshe already went up from himself on the mountain. He says, Moshe presents the challenge. Are you going to accept the Torah? No, they didn't say Nas. Then it says Nas. Vayashiv Moshe as Divrei Amel Hashem. Moshe repeats the response of Kol Yisrael today. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hine an Yochi Bo Alecha Ba'avanon. I'm coming to you in a thick cloud. If I had the time, which I don't, I could tell you 30 kashas on these psuk. Mamish full of kashas. Bottom line, just one word. It says afterwards, Vayaged Moshe Tivrei Amel Hashem. Moshe repeats. Apostle 2 from 4, it says, Vayoshev Moshe Tivrei Amel Hashem. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu repeat twice to the Eibishter the Jewish response to the challenge of, do you want Torah or not? So the Keren Yeshua, the Blushiver, says a beautiful vort, Behektin de Mesoir. It says in Mesoir, there's 3 times the word Vinishma appears. One is by Matan Torah, Nase Vinishma. Second time, Vinishma Koyloi Bevoyal HaKodesh. Third time, Megillah, Vinishma Piskam HaMelech B'chol. What is the Masoret teaching? When Moshe comes back, Chazal Darsh Nase Vinishma. Nase refers to what? Torah Shebiksav. Vinishma refers to Torah Shebalpeh. When Yidden came back and said, whatever the Hebrew said, Nase, they're willing to accept Torah Shebiksav. Kedivri HaToysvis, which is a Tamchu Menoch. Yidden said, Nase, but they're only willing to accept the Eibishter. Listen to Rabbonon, to Chazal, to give rabbis an open check, sign. And those, every generation, new Chumris, and new Inyonim, and new Gezeris, and new Syogim, for that they needed the Kfir. Kofalim Harki Gigas, Kiyadu. Right? So if the Yidden would have just said, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Nase, and Be'emis Noktifer, what did they actually hear from the Eibishter Yipi Agvura, only Anoichi Vali Yilcho. So maybe I'll be Agdru in my heart, I'll, you know, faith in the Eibishter, Anoichi Vali Yilcho. Over all the rest of Torah and Mitzvahs, Befrat Torah Shvopeh, who said they're accepting. Therefore comes the Messiah and says, V'nishma Piskam HaMelech. Who is called the Melech? Vahibi Yishurun Melech. Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu Shmos Rabba, Moshe Rabbeinu, what a din of a Melech. That not only we're accepting Torah Shebiksav, we're accepting Torah Shebal Peh. It's interesting. Piska Melech is Gematria 613, which is Gematria Moshe Rabbeinu, as everyone knows. We're not only accepting Torah Shebiksav, we're accepting Torah Shebal Peh and Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol doro v'doro. And therefore the pasuk says, V'yashem Moshe Divre'am, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Nase, to which the yet Nase Torah Shebiksav Shkoyach. So the Eibishter says to Moshe, Hini Anoichi Boilecha Ba'av Hano. Gatemir on how thick the cloud was. Says the Vina Rav Amoyri Digavort. The Eibishter says, Vizkadashtim. When? Prepare for Matan Torah. How many days? Hayoyim. How many days are there in, there's 24 hours in a day last time I checked the calendar. How much is 2 times 24? 48. How much is 3 days? 72. When will I appear? Where will the Shekhinah come? Well, there'll be 72 days. Why? Bavur Yishma Om Bidabri Imach Vegam Bechoyam Yidol Olam. That Yidin in every generation will have Emunah in Chazal and Moshe Rabbeinu. Voraya Vehiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Davis has been waiting 2,448 years for Matan Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tzaddik says, one more day is one more day. You want to pass it like Rabbi Yossi? Pass it like Rabbi Yossi. The Achro in Torah is given over to Chazal. That's the word. And therefore, that's also, he says, the Inyan of what? The Mshoich HaYoivel. Yoivel by... Yoivel is Rosh Hatevis V'gam B'cho Yaminu Le'oilom. Yoivel is Gematria 48. You thought you have to wait 48 days. No, it would be Moshech the Yoivel. More than 48 days. We're going to wait 48 hours. We're going to wait 72 hours. And from this, that's from Pasuk. Moshe Yedaber. Look at me and go. Everybody asks, what should it have said? Moshe Diber, Velikim, no, because. Is the Chara'i Lashon Osid Moshe Yedaber in the future, Lashon Lovi, in every generation, the Moshe Rabbeinu Chazal will be Gozer, and the Kol Hashem, which was on the third day, Beyom HaShlishi, Dos Gufe is Machr, is V'Oimer, that in every generation you have to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore we call this a base. Halevi, in all this formatation, we don't say it's Man Matan Torah. Torah say nu. Kedrashus Haran HaYadua, that the Achro of Halacha is given over to the Torah, saying, we are Balabatim over the Torah. When the Balachim wanted Torah to the Harach HaShemayim, well, they didn't want Kiyichr each boyer in the person Ma'anis and Arabisul. They wanted the Achro in Torah. And the Achro in Torah was given, Halacha was given over Dafka. The Chazal, Ke'odom HaMath HaOyseh B'Toych Shaloi, it becomes our Torah. By the way, Asher Alkin, how many words are there, how many letters are there in the Aseret HaDibros? 620, right? Which is Tayag Mitzvah Taraisa and Zayin Mitzvah Rabbonon, which is Gematria Keser. When are you Mamshich the Keser into the world? The highest levels of Kedusha, Dafku in this Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, which is the reason why it's at Nsfor. In Zohar HaKadosh, everything in the world has a Memutza, an intermediary. Right? Between a human being and an animal is a monkey. Between Shabbos and Chol is a Chitzu Shabbos. Between a Yid and a Goy is a Ger, etc. etc. When the Zohar says, Kujabrichu Araisa of Yisrael Kulachad, right? Torah says, this first Emes is the Memutza, the intermediary which connects a Yid and Torah. A Memutza by definition. What? Torah connects a Yid and the Rabbeinu Shem. Because a memutza, by definition, has to have from the tchunis of the noyusin and tchunis ha-makabal. What's the noyusin and makabal? A yid has to have the tchunis of Torah shebiksav is from the noyusin ha-Torah, from the Eibishter. Torah shebal peh is from us, mimatul ha-mayla, from mankind. And that's why it's a beautiful word, a sort of the Maria Sad. How many mesechtes are there in the 36 mesechtes in Shas? 36. And the Chum Sofer and Drashas Maram is Tanavel Yoko, Ashrein Alochim, Gwene Muzuk, Shem Rabash, Nemer Halichos Oilam, Loi. When do you have Halichos Oilam, Lamed Vav, 36 mesechtes. You learn Torah Shebapapa. Says the Maria Sad, we know that the Gemara says, Ein Toiv Elo Torah Shemar, Kilekach Toiv Nasati Lechem. How much is 36 times Toiv, times 17?
612.
Bingo. 612. 612 is Gematria. Bris. Aloy. Bris. Vahoyim Shamoya Tishu Bekoili. Shamoya stands for, says the Karen Yeshua. Shamoya is Nutrikin, if I can only remember. Shamoya is Nutrikun Sheish Meyos Vishalosh Esri. 613. And the Pasuk then says, anybody really? Vesprisi, whatever. What? Vishamartem is Brisi. You'll keep Teresha Biksav. Sholish Mey is Esrim. Right? And you'll keep Brisi, as the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Tzamach, Leikaras Gadosh Baruch Hu Bris Im Yisrael Ela Al Pi Advarim for Torah Shebal Peh. Then you have this Bris with. Oh, So Torah is given in two parts. There's a Havas Yisrael from the Holy Visions. There's a Meir Tikavot. He says a taka two times of Matan Torah. There's the sixth of Sivan and the seventh. The Magen Avraham from the Tzitzkor Magid says the same word. Six of Sivan. Six represents which midah anyone knows based on Kabbalah 101. Tiferes. Tiferes is Torah Shebe Ksav. Seven of Sivan. Seven is which midah. You don't gotta be a Kabbalah. Shabbos is the Malchus. Malchus is Peh. Torah Shebe Peh Kriyin Law. Sixth and seventh is Torah Shebe Ksav and Torah Shebe, which, by the way, parenthetically from this, I understand Shaloi Kaminika Olam Gaylam, that everyone today, everyone's bored people, everyone, the whole world has ADHD and all whatever alphabet soup after the name, and they can't sit. So what do the shuls do? They make lectures and shiurim to keep the balabatim interested. The night lel tikun lel. The emes is tikun lel is supposed to be tikun lel, like the. Tikkun of Chazal, of the Chachmei Kabbalah, which the first night is what? Tikkun of Shavuos is Torah Shebe Ksav. Because the first day of Shavuos, says the Avos Yisrael, is Vav, is Tiferes, which is Torah Shebe Ksav. The second day is Torah Shebaal Peh. By the way, how much is 6 and 7 for any mathematician in the audience? 13. Uvo, Kulam, Bivris, Yachad, Nasav, Nishra, Amr, Ke'echad, Vashem, Echad. The echod, right, is when you come to Achdus Hashem, when there's a chibur of Torah Shebe Ksav, and therefore he says the pasuk says Vagisa boy Yom v'Layla. What's the order of the day? Which comes first, Yom or Layla? Light. You don't got to go far. If you only went, you kicked out of grade A in the cheder, but Brachos barley. Okay, so even yeah. So why did it say Vagisa boy Yom v'Layla? It should have said Vagisa boy Layla v'Yom. Oh. Because you're not going to be. It's poshut, crap. Torah, everyone knows how did Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain 40 days. For, how he knows when it's day and when it's night. So Chazal say, by when he learned Torah Shebe Ksav, he knew it was day. And night is like Ibra Laila. The Girsa is Torah Shebe Ksav. Kia Dua, all Raidim. We discussed it many times. Hello? Oybazoi, which comes first? Torah Shebe Ksav or Torah Shebe Ksav? Torah Shebe Ksav. Therefore, the pasuk says, Vagisa Boy, Yoimo Velaila. That's the order. And just in case you want to remember it, Vegisa Yom Velayla is 601, which is Gimachia Moshe and Aaron. You're not going to be a genius. Moshe is Torah Shebe Ksav. Aaron is Torah Shebe Ksav. Where's Aaron going to do Torah Shebe Ksav? Anyone fast, we got no time. We've got to start the shir soon. Aaron is Gimachia Zman Nochkat. 257. The order of the six. Yeah. And therefore, Vegisa Yom Velayla 609, which is Gimachia Ksav no Bapeh. Push. Hello? I saw just yesterday, they faxed me, whatever, the Shvili Pinchas from this year. It's a Mohiri Digavort Lufi. Same Mahalach, but it's a beautiful idea. We asked the Kasha before, he has the same Kasha, the Rivosh. Why is it in Torah Shebaal Ksav, there's no mention of Matan Torah and Shavuos? And all the Mephoshim don't take on like the Rivosh, that Torah, that Matan Torah, they do with Shavuos. Right? So Hagufa Kasha, it's only in Torah Shebaal Peh we find Zman Matan Torah Seinu, and we find everyone holds Batzeres B'Dan Lechem, it's the day of Matan Torah, it's the laning, as the Gemara Megillah. Why doesn't it say so in Torah? So he asks another hectum, a brilliant Kasha. Everybody knows, Zafarat Lechem, when do you start counting the 49 days, till the 50th day? Mimachras HaShabbos. What does Mimachras HaShabbos mean? Rashi, Poshet Chumash. Mechumash Lemikr. Mimachras Yontif. Aye, but you and I know that in the Gemara Menachas, I can't pay that the Tzedukim, Bezman, whatever, were Machad. They said Mimachras HaShabbos is when? The Sunday. So if Chvesh what? If Yom Aleph, the Chag HaPesach, fell on Tuesday, so Shavuos is like what? Hello? I can't say eight Kanoim with eight different drushes in Ksuvim to try to be Mechiach. Why Chazal, they had Chazal, no, nothing the drushes. The Rambam says that there was a Kabbalah from Ishmi Pishra Mish Rabbeinu, and then they tried to prove it to the Apikursim with Psukim. Over the Emes Kabbalah from Teir Shabal Peh Ishmi Pishra Mish Rabbeinu. If you're Shmuel, the man. As a simple $64,000 klotz kasha, why? Loma osa Hashem kocho. To write in the Torah, Loshen HaMishtam, L'Tayam, Mimachos HaShabbos. And all these, to prove that Mimachos HaShabbos is Mimachos Yontav, not Mimachos Shabbos Bereishis, Mamash Shabbos. Why couldn't the Torah just say, V'Safarat L'Lechem, Mimachos HaPesach, save all my trouble? So he said, the whole idea of Matan Torah is to give us the achocha of the koyach of Chazal of Torah Shel Peh. Therefore, where to, according to which cheshmin does Shavuos tak have to do with Matan Torah? Only lefi Kabbalos Seinu Kabbalos Emes, that Shavuos is either the 6th, the 7th, or the 5th, 6th, or 7th, which is connected in Zman Matan Torah Seinu, each one a different tokin of Torah. Mashein came to the Rishonim, to the Apikurus, and the Minu Kafrim. That case, 10 days later, got nothing to do with Matan Torah. And so therefore, the whole idea of the Simcha of Shavuos is what? Right? Is mitzad, because Shavuos, there's lochem, because nitna Torah. But that only makes sense, l'didan. Ober l'didu, afr l'pumayu, right? Shavuos, you have to have cheesecake, Shavuos, you got nothing to do with Simcha. Because only a person who understands the koyach of Torah Shel Peh can have the simcha. Umi haitaima Torah Shebiksav left this out and revealed that Shavuos got to do with Torah Shel Peh, dafke in Torah Shel Peh, because that is the inyan of, and that's why on Shavuos, how many lechem are you makriv in the shnei lechem? Two. Very good. Why, says the Zohar? Because Torah is called lechem b'chulachem b'lachmi, and there's Torah Shebiksav in Torah Shel Peh. So far, so good. Now we can begin the shir, but in the time. Everybody knows, you can spend hours and hours and hours, just for an hour, a whole day for an hour. Everyone knows the famous Mogen Avram in Erchaim, in Simen Tov Tzadik Dalid, right? That in Leil Shavuos, you're not Mekadesh Alakos until Nacht. Now, to be fair, I don't want to get involved in politics, ask your local competent Orthodox rabbi. I only deal with theory, I don't deal with practical Judaism, right? But, right? The famous Mogen Avraham. You don't make Kiddush until Nacht, until Tzitzit Rechob. There is no Mokar, not in Bavli, not in Yerushalmi, not in Sifri, not in any Midrash Chazal, not in any Rishonim, not in Tur, not in Shulchan Aruch for distant. The Mokar is from the Avi HaShloa Kodesh, in the Sefer HaMik Bracha, in a few places, and in the Tshuvas Masas Bin Yomin, brought in Mogen Avraham. What is the reason, Bepashtus? Because if you will take in Shavuos early, you're poigim in the Tmimus of the 49 first days. Good. The Taz says a similar vort, but he says, for that reason, the Minig Yisrael is not to even daven Meiriv below Shavuos, not only Kiddush, according to the Magen Avraham, you can say you could daven. What exactly is the nafkamina between the Taz and the Magen Avraham is another shir for another time. The Masham in this, by the way, there's a rush in our beginning of our Psochim, according to the Karban Asana, which argues on it. And therefore, there are certain communities. Ask a rabbi. The Shaila is the Masham in Das Torah, and this itself is an Ashl Rava, we could talk about it for hours, right? Who's Medayik? What is the Minig Yisrael not to make Kiddush, Ali B'dum Magen Avraham, and not to Daven, according to Taz, before it says? Right? Can I be, generally there's a principle of Tosfos Shabbos or Tosfos Yom Tov, the Kama day is Min HaTorah, you can Mekabel Shabbos early, Akbar Gabi Asiyas Melocha. That no one says, or they do, but in the Mekoyris and Kadmoinim, no one says you can't be Mekabel Kedushas Chag HaShavuos earlier. So why is it, according to Taz and Magan, it's only Davening or Kiddush you can't say earlier, but not Kabbalah Shabbos. And there are those contemporary poskim, G'dayle Olam, Shalem Zalm, Eurebach, L'chul, who say, Adam's a mitzvah to Mekabel Kedushas Yom Tov of Shavuos early, but Kiddush or Davening, does it. Hello? Anaf Gemina Halacha, it's a, Mamish Vayanu Amisa Sifim, Machlikas Aposkim, Alachalamaisa, many women, so was the Minig Rav Shalem Zalm, that they benchlicht on a Yontif, just like a Shabbos, before the commencement of Yontif. And the Minig Yisrael, by most people, unlike, there are those who disagree. The whole Beit Midrash, there's wars going on about this. If women who light bench licht early, like before the commencement of Yontif, do they make a Shechiyono after the Bracha and Alakas Neris? Yes. Yeah. Why aren't they Machsid, Pugim, in the Tmimus of the Memtes Yomim, by saying Shechiyon early? You could take in. The Masham says you must take in, you should take in Yom Tov early. It's only davening or Kiddush you don't make. Hello? This is a mamish, a gewaldige subject in itself. There's two mahalchim. There's thousand mahalchim. But two, again. One is the based on Rikich. Everyone knows Tayyus is Shaila, the Rosh is Shaila. How could you say, Yusufat l'chem yimach, Sheva Shabbos, not 7 weeks? Chemishim yim. 50 days is not 7 weeks. You could argue ad v'loyad b'chlal. You could argue the Rosh says the Torah generally aborim yaken. It really means you round off to the nearest whatever. The Rekeach says both are true. B'poil the gavra counts 49 days. The 50th day you count through the yontif shus. Hello, what? But this is a whole vort. I have no time to elaborate. When you daven, aliba the one school of thought, or you make kiddush for sure, according to others, that is like the sphira of the 50th day. It's not hayoyim. You know, no one says hayoyim yom chamishim, shem shiva shavuos yevechem oyim. No one says it, right? Ashkenazim is fun of everybody. Aber the when do you count? When do you elevate, etc. The 50th day? That's through your kiddush. You can understand dafka kiddush or davening is bestira to the first 49 days. But that's only good according to the Rekeach. Rekeach is like called Vorn Pileonov. But Toysus and the Rosh give other answers that I didn't hold of this Vort of the Rekeach. So what's their Vort? Ahu Asher Dibarno. Every other date commemorates a date in the calendar. On Rosh Hashanah, there's Yom HaDin. On Yom Kippurim, there's Kapora, and Slicha B'chila. On Sukkis, whatever. On Pesach, we went out of Mitzrayim. What happened on Shavuos? You got 3 days of the Kaganza. So it's not, there is no pre-existing Kedusha. The Kedusha of Shavuos comes from us. Right? So whenever a maskir a mu'ura, in benching, in davening, it's a din. Where does the Rambam say you have to say Yalav Yovay or et cetera, et cetera? In Hilchos Tefillah. Hilchos Brachos. It's a din in the Tefillah and the Brachos. Masha Enkin Shvu is, since there is no pre-existing, the Kedusha comes, Mitzad Yisrael, we, not just Bezer, are Mekadish the Yontif of Shvuos. Even the Chuliyah, I'm not just looking at the Rekev. Therefore, you can't have it when it's still in the 49th day. That becomes a stir. Masha Enkin taking in an Isra Malacha beforehand is no problem. Okay, I don't want to get the Yesh Laharich, like half of a fella I could go through. It's a Taz L'Shitas. We could talk about it. The famous Marshal, are you allowed to take in Shmini Atzeres early? Remember, we discussed this once. Anybody out there? The whole Taz and Marshal, the whole Tumul. Okay. What is the lesson to be learned? There's a, in simple level, there's a concept called Zman. Time, which you don't seem to really get too well. Right? But according to everybody, the Gro and Aderes Elio, the Rabbein Mechaya, the Jews Rashba, the Yardvash, Zman is a Nivra. The first Nivra, the thing that the Abish to create, the first thing the Abish to create at Aliyah Domis, first Pasuk in Chumash, even that I know, Bereishis Barolikim. What did the Abish to create? Reishis, time. And the famous Yardvash, he asked, the Gemara in Tainis, when they translated the Torah, the Targum HaShivim, instead of Bereishis Barolikim, Alikim Bar Bereishis, because the Minim always asks, well, if the Abish could do anything, and if he's always existing, he's a Kadman, so why didn't he create the world before he created the world 5,782 years ago? Hello? Says, the Rabbi Bein says, the Shkash is Shtus of Navalu. Because the first thing the Abish created was time. And before the Abish created time, there was no time. If there's no concept of time, if you're Lamaylam in his mind, you can't ask why didn't he create something before? There's no before, there's no now, and there's no after. That's why the idea of Lamaylam in his mind, says Rav Hutner in the beginning of Pachad Yitzchak and Pesach, is something which is very hard for us to understand. Because it's the first creation, i.e., the first act of Tzimtzum, of being Mitzamtzum, the Ein Sof, the infinity, infinite infinitude of the Eibishter begins with Zman. After Bereish Pelekim, you have Zman, then you have Mokim. And therefore, Zman, the Gabi Pigul, is much more severe, Chusla Zmani is much more chomer than Chusla Mikkoime, as we discussed. The whole concept, I have no time to elaborate, Ramatul Zilbrat, Barich is in the flow all over the place. The whole idea of Pesach is Cheirus, Cheir, and begins from what? Pesach is the Yom Tov of Zman. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, doesn't say, Bachatzois is kachatzois. Because the idea of chatzois is the nekudas hazman, which is lemaila from the spashtus, lemaila from the schalkus. Therefore, what is the gematria of zman? 97. Wakey, wakey, please. Right? If you're higher than zman, you have chetz. Chetz an arrow. Mehirus. The idea of zrizus in kedusha is lemaila min hazman. Therefore, you naturally have, there's the inyan of zrizus, which is the makkah of today's generation, where people have no menuchas anefesh. You're always idling. You're always in a rush. You never have peace of mind. That's another whole taram. If zman is 97, lematam and azman is 96. I think mathematically, right? Which is gematria tzav, which ain't tzav avodah zarah. To be under zman, that's like wow. That's terrible, right? Remember, Yidden were in Mitzrayim. We're supposed to be at 400 years. We weren't there 400 years. We got news here, right? So what happened? We went l'mayla min hazman. And what moment were we redeemed? Chatzois. So Rav Moshe Zilber says, Chatzois is chetz tof. The arrow, l'mayla min hazman, got rid of the 400 years. The whole shmiz. Okay, zman is gematria man ban, which is achor nekeva. But kitzur ma'asa, the whole idea of Kal Yisrael is that the emes, why could we be mekadosh zman? Because yidin are higher than zman. Yidin are higher than teva, higher than my siberations, we come from before it. Therefore, we could have an ashpa on zman. V'hu asher dibarnu, you have to link it up yourself, tein d'chokam yechamid. The whole fourth tier is, yid the Eibishter at Sinai gave power to Kal Yisrael, that we have the power to sanctify and to elevate zman. And therefore, Nisin is Mimayel Lamat. Ear is what? Mimat Lamayel. Sphere is Oimer, our Avoida. But Chodesh HaShlishi is what? The connection of both, Zuzul El, Zuzul Tata, which is three, which is the idea of Torah, connecting Lamayel and Teva with Teva. And therefore, the third is always connected to that which is ultimate Geula, the third Beis HaMikdash V'chulu. And I just got up in the morning this morning, and I went to drive to Shul. I noticed my neighbors, everyone in Shem Shabbat, Baruch Hashem, they're all Elchim, Kulm, Hum, Kulm, Burum, they put bunting on the street, right? You know, from one house to the street. For the Queen has, apparently, I'm an American citizen, but whatever, but has a platinum jubilee. So I thought, you know, what could do with me? And I thought, it makes a lot of sense. Because in Shabbos, I was thinking on the way to Shul. And Shabbos is like the sphere of Malchus, Shem Malchus. And Chazal say, La'ulam Yorus Adam, a person who is run to see a melech of a goy, goyish gilech, Im Yiske Yavchin, you'll see Emes of Malchus Shemayim. So it works out that Malchus Shemayim Malchus is taka harachana to Chagashvus, that when a Zman and Mokim are both connected to Malchus, if you know. And the purpose of Yid is not just to be a Vatel Zelt, Zman and Mokim, although there are those people who believe so, but it's theologically incorrect. You have to have zman, you have to have mokim, and you have to bring lemailim in azman, kaidem brius oilim, mirish mikedem the sukha, into zman, into mokim, into malchus, and therefore we say in the Zohar HaKadosh, bishvus, yufkun migalusa, when you're able to mekabel, the famous word from the Zvil Rebbe, that every year on Chagashvuz, there's a bas kol yoytze to every Yiddish in the Shama, asking, nu, are you mekabel Torah? And the Yid has to answer, b'pem mol, inat kol asher dibar Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. And if you're zoichi mekabel Torah, b'simchu b'pnimius, that Yid should, and you realize that batzeres nidoinim al peiris ilan, if you'll be matzliach in your neshama, in your kiddush Torah, in learning, in Yiddishkeit, a whole year, depends on how you conduct yourself on Chagashvuz, then we're zoich ataka, that b'shvuz, yufkul migalusa, we go out of Galus, and we emes to see these galus of Malchus Shemayim in the world.
Till when? Yeah.